Well, I have an issue with a small dog. I believe it's a small dog because there's a serial pooer in our street.
Oh, no.
A dog dump and poo. A dump by.
Now,
a poo by.
If I was to see poo on the street, I would assume dog.
Yes.
But I don't know if I'm telling the difference between human and dog.
Oh, you can.
You can?
You can.
Because I know we've heard Sydney, you know, the poo joggers. Have been, you know, quite the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
So are we sure it's not a poo jogger?
Well, it's a tiny little poo and it's in the same spot every time. I don't know, but here's the situation, right? Now, I understand being a dog owner, sometimes you might forget your poo bags or the worst, you only bring one and your dog does a double.
Oh.
And then you pick up one and you're like, oh, they do it again. You're like, oh, I've got nothing to pick this up with. You're trying to use leaves or you're just trying.
It's like, how much do I like these socks?
Yeah.
Not that much.
I'll use my undies instead. Ah, it's a whole thing.
How are you getting your undies off?
It's a skill.
He's brought scissors. He cuts the sides and then just pulls it out.
Those Velcro undies have really come in handy.
I Zoolander it. You know, when he gets it, he gets off on the runway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we first noticed there was a man standing out the front of our gate and Pam went nuts. Pam, the dog, started barking and there was a man there. And he sort of looked up and me and Morgan could see him through the window and then he walked off. And we're like,
did you see any doing up a belt action?
I did not see him doing up his belt.
Okay, because that would have been suspicious.
But he certainly looked sus. And I was like, that was a bit weird. Okay, no harm intended. We walk out and we see a little poo, some hours later at the front of our gate. And Pam, the dog, sees it.
Maybe he didn't need to do a big one.
It was just a little one from the big guy.
Sometimes, you know.
He was a tall, thin man like Nick.
How big are your little one?
I'll send you a photo today.
Please do.
When they're on the footpath after you've done it outside Ducko's house, busted, it was Nick.
I was going. I knew what he was doing. So anyway, we walk out and there's this little poo. Now, Pam, when the dog, when she sees it, she's like, oh, gross, that's not mine, straight away.
This is on my territory.
It's on her territory. So what she started to do is she doesn't want to go out the front gate when it's there. She refuses. We, like, have to pull her out. She, like, tries, she's a lady, so she, like, tries to, like, tiptoe around the side of it.
How do you feel about picking up a strange dog's
sucks.
Poo?
It's, when it's your own dog, it's your thing. But when it's another person's dog's poo, you're like, this is not right. However,
you got to double bag it.
Yeah, however, being a dog owner, I'm like, one time, he might have forgot his bag. It is what it is. Mm-hmm. Pick it up, all good. Maybe 3 days later, another one.
No.
A day later, another one. And then just yesterday, a fourth one. This can't keep happening.
At your gate.
The same spot in front of our gate every single time. And it's little. Every time. It's just three little nugs. Every single time just sitting there. And
healthy?
Pam,
does it seem healthy?
It seems pretty healthy.
Okay.
Some are a bit on the black side, but yeah, it could be anything there. Seems pretty healthy for the most part.
Okay.
And Pam is hating it so much that she doesn't want to go out the gate anymore when we take her for a walk.
Because
she's like, someone's on my territory. And she, like, we either have to, like, lift her over or drag her over kind of thing. Or she, like, crawls to the side of it.
Yeah, she's got to have a little, you know, pail and spade or something there to flick it away.
But we've had to clean the dog poo now four times of someone else. And I've forgotten bags before, or Tam's doubled. I get it. But four times in the same spot.
Nah. In the same spot. That seems targeted.
Something's up. Yeah. Have you said anything controversial on air?
I mean.
Could it be the 2HD breakfast hosts?
You think it's another breakfast team?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Live in your area.
How many vendettas are out there against the Duckman?
Surely not against the Duckman.
We should listen to other shows and see if anyone has a chihuahua or something.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Who has a little dog on another radio station?
Or, like, so this man that you did witness, I mean, he's our only suspect this point.
Mm-hmm. He is.
But you didn't see a leash or
no,
a dog.
No, but the thing is, with the way the fence is, you can only see from his belly button up.
All
so
right.
There could have been a little.
Because I don't think we rule
thing.
Out human. I just don't think at this stage.
You're really adamant about human? It's quite an open area.
It could be a human.
Okay.
Or it could be a smart dog owner who actually has a Rottweiler, but chopping it up into small ones to get you off the scent.
Yes.
He's forgetting his bags, but he's got a poo knife.
Oh, yeah, you know how it is.
I don't know how this sicko works. All right, he's a sicko.
I need some help here, though, guys. I need you to help me.
Now, you were very quick to leave a note on a car that was parked in your car park just this week.
Yeah, don't park in my
car park. Didn't think twice about it.
Yeah.
All right? You got your Sharpie out and you went, do not park here.
Yeah.
How do we feel about leaving a note
on
your
that.
Fence?
That's what Morgan said we should
fence.
Do. We should
on
leave
your
it on our fence saying, do not poo here.
Oh, you know what you need to get?
Yes.
My dad, this might be revealing something.
A friend of yours.
A friend of mine has the sign that says CCTV in action.
Yes.
Chubb Security.
Yeah, there's no
but
camera.
The sign is enough to deter a lot of people. What if you put a sign up?
Yeah, saying cameras.
CCTV in action.
I'm watching you.
Always watching this exact spot.
That's not bad.
That could happen.
Sally's in Raymond Terrace on 131060. Sally, what do you think about this?
Oh, I just didn't know whether you saw a dog with the man because it could just be a cat because they're territorial as well.
Sally. Sally, we have a cat vendetta against Pam.
We do.
I mean, you have moved suburbs, perhaps the cats have tracked you down.
You know what? It'd be a big cat. That cat's eaten some stuff, but it could be a
cats
big cat
stuff.
Or a small dog.
I thought you said it was a small poo.
It is, but like it'd be a big for a cat, small for a dog, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
We're getting into poo sizes.
You know what you need to do? Yeah. You need to double bag the poo, take it in for testing. Let's find out what animal
it is. Toxicology reports need to come in.
Mm-hmm. If it's a human, a dog or a cat, or God forbid, some other creature.
Who does this sort of testing? Like what
You've
pathology
got science
lab?
Equipment at home, don't you?
You know what I'll do? I'll go to my
I'm
mates.
I'm not besmirching my beakers with this.
I'll go to the Morpeth Poo Factory. It's definitely not
Your
called
Your mates
that.
At Hunter Water.
My mates at Hunter Water, they look at poo all day.
Yes, they do.
Shout out to Johnny, Tracy and the gang out there.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they specialise in this stuff.
They said,
mainly
they
water.
They said, Ducko, for coming out and checking out Fat Burger out that I did last year, we owe you one favour. Well, it is time, my friends.